Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a vocal texture arrange playbook for old school jungle and DNB. In this one, we're not treating the vocal like a pop lead, we're using it like atmosphere, tension, and arrangement glue. Think dusty yeah, oi, breathy syllables, chopped phrases, little radio relic fragments, and those half-heard bits that feel like they were lifted from a worn vinyl and put back together in a new shape. That's the vibe. And in jungle and old school DNB, that kind of texture matters a lot, because atmosphere is part of the arrangement. It helps mark sections, adds human grit against mechanical drums, and gives the track that chopped, aged, lived-in character without getting in the way of the sub or breakbeat. So the workflow today is sample selection, chopping, warping, resampling, processing, and arranging. We're going to use stock Ableton tools like Simpler, Auto Filter, Drum Rack if needed, EQ8, Saturator, Echo, Reverb, Vinyl Distortion, Utility, Compressor, and Resampling. Nothing fancy required, just a smart workflow and a good ear. First up, choose the right vocal source. You want a sample with character. Something breathy, noisy, rough, spoken, or slightly imperfect. Spoken word fragments work great. Ragga-style phrases, old a cappella tales, whispery ad-libs, radio snippets, even a little soul or gospel phrase can work if it has texture. What you want to avoid is a super clean, polished lead vocal that usually feels too modern and too front and center for the style. Drag the sample into an audio track and turn warp on. Don't try to make it perfect. Make it usable. If it's a longer phrase, Complex Pro can help. If it's short chopped material, Beats Mode can give you a bit more snap. You can set the segment tempo manually if needed, but if you're mainly creating atmosphere, don't get too obsessed with exact tempo locking. The goal here is feel. Trim it down to a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase, then test even smaller pieces. Sometimes a tiny fragment, like a single breath or a clipped syllable, works way better than the whole line. In DNB, less is often more. Small details move fast enough to keep energy up, without cluttering the groove. Now chop the vocal into something playable. Drop it into Simpler and switch to Slice Mode. This is where it starts becoming an instrument instead of just a sample. You can slice by transients if you want the natural hits and edges, or by fixed divisions like 1/8 if you want a more mechanical grid. Set sensitivity somewhere in the middle and make sure the slices snap nicely. Now play it like a performance tool. Don't just randomize it. Build a vocabulary. Maybe you create a short call, then a response, then a breath tail, then a stuttered consonant, then a reverse pickup into the next bar. You're looking for a few usable motifs that can be arranged later. A really good trick here is to create two versions of the same vocal texture. Keep one version higher and dustier, and duplicate it pitch down a few semitones for a murkier layer. That contrast feels very old school. It gives you that sense of two record fragments answering each other. Record your slice performance into MIDI clips, then make a few variations. One sparse version, one busier pre-drop version, and maybe one that only uses the last two beats of a phrase. That gives you some real arrangement options later. Next, let's build that chopped vinyl character. A big part of the feel comes from instability. Slight pitch movement, tiny timing offsets, filtered bandwidth, little bits of grit. You do not want this to sound clean and perfect. You want it to feel like something aged and sampled from a physical source. Try small pitch shifts, maybe -2 to +3 semitones. Use occasional octave down hits for weight. If a chop feels too stiff, shift it a few milliseconds off the grid. Even tiny imperfections can make the whole thing breathe more naturally. Put auto filter after the vocal and start shaping the tone. A low pass filter can darken the texture for intros or background layers, while a band pass can give you that radio-like relic feeling. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the mid-range and automate it in 4-bar or 8-bar arcs so the texture opens up and closes down across the arrangement. Then add a vinyl distortion lightly, just enough to rough the edges and add age. If it starts sounding broken instead of characterful, back it off. You want dust, not destruction. If the sample still sounds too modern, a touch of redux can help. Very mild downsampling, very subtle. Just a little bit of degradation can go a long way. Now build a proper atmosphere chain. A good starting chain is EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Echo, Reverb, then Utility. Use EQ8 first to protect the low end. High pass the vocal so it doesn't fight the sub. Depending on the source, that might be somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz or even higher. If the vocal clouds the break, cut a little in the low mids too. If it's harsh, tame the upper mids. Then add Saturator. You only need a few dB of drive, often with soft clip on, just to thicken the texture and make it feel more record-like. Echo can add movement and little rhythmic tails, keep the repeats darker than the dry sounds so they sit behind the drums. Reverb should be present but controlled. Fast DNB gets messy quickly, so don't drown it. Shorter decay times and a filtered tail usually work better than huge wash. Utility is useful for keeping the stereo image under control. The core texture usually works best fairly centered, with width used carefully. Keep the low-end mono if needed, and only let the airy parts spread out. At this point, the vocals should feel like atmosphere, not the main event. If it's too loud, pull it back and let the delay and reverb do more of the work. Now comes one of the most useful steps. Resample it. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Perform or automate the texture for 8 to 16 bars. Play with mutes, filter sweeps, delay throws, little gaps, and reverse moments. Don't worry about being perfect. In fact, some of the accidental movement is often what makes it feel alive. Once you've recorded it, commit to audio. This is a huge workflow win in DNB, because once the drums are moving fast, you want to make decisions and move on. A resampled texture is much easier to arrange than a constantly changing live chain. After that, consolidate the best parts and make a few clips. Maybe an intro texture, a drop support texture, and a breakdown haze. Now you've got actual arrangement material, not just a sound design experiment. Let's talk arrangement. In jungle and old school DNB, vocal texture should work with the phrase structure. It should answer the drums, not fight them. Think in terms of density curves. Sparse at the top, more active before a change, then stripped back again. A simple layout might go like this. Intro with filtered vocal haze and just one short phrase every couple of bars. Then a build where you increase slice activity, open the filter, and maybe add a delay throw at the end of each four-bar phrase. Then in the drop, pull the vocal back and use it sparingly so the drums and bass can hit hard. Then maybe a middle eight or switch up, with reverse swells or a chopped response phrase. Then a second drop with a little more density, maybe with two layers. Then an outro where the texture gets dustier and more filtered again. A classic jungle move is to make the vocal answer the snare. So if the snare lands on 2 and 4, let a short vocal chop appear just after the 4, like a reply. That call and response energy is a huge part of the style. Also remember that silence is part of the groove. A missing vocal hit can feel more intentional than another layer. Leave room where the break is already busy. Now test it against the drums and bass. Check whether the vocal is masking the snare crack around 2 to 4 kHz. Check whether it's clouding the break body in the low mids. Check whether it's adding unnecessary low end below around 120 Hz. If it is, fix it with EQ, timing, or by simply using less of it. The texture should feel like it belongs in the same imaginary record as the breakbeat, not like a separate loop pasted on top. A very effective pro move is to make two versions, one dirty and vinyl heavy, and one cleaner and more atmospheric. The dirty version can be narrower, more saturated, and more aggressively filtered. The cleaner one can have a little more air and a wider feel, but still controlled. Then alternate them across the track, dirty in the intro, cleaner in the breakdown, dirty and sparse in the drop, both layered briefly for a switch up. That contrast makes the arrangement feel like it's evolving instead of just getting louder. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't rely on full vocal lines too much. Chop down to syllables, breaths, and micro phrases. Atmosphere should suggest, not explain. Second, don't leave too much low end in the chain. High pass it aggressively if needed. Third, don't overwiden everything. Keep the core centered and let the tails spread if you want width. Fourth, don't make it too busy. The drums already own the main groove. The vocal should be punctuation. Fifth, don't drown it in reverb. In fast DNB, too much reverb turns into mush very quickly. And finally, don't be afraid to commit to audio. Resampling is what gets you out of endless tweaking and into real arrangement. If you want to take it a step further, try a few advanced moves. Reverse just the last syllable or breath of a phrase instead of the whole thing. That gives you a subtle suction effect without sounding generic. Use clip-level pitch automation to make a final syllable drop by a semitone or two. That tiny movement can add a dark, ominous feel. Layer a low, pitch-down version under the main texture, and maybe an airy top version with the low end removed. You can build a surprisingly three-dimensional vocal atmosphere that way, even with very little source material. You can also use the vocal as a phrase marker rather than wallpaper. Bring it in at the first drum entry, before a bass variation, at the end of a four-bar turnaround, or just before the drop returns. That makes it feel like part of the arrangement language. Here's a strong practice exercise if you want to lock this in. Pick one vocal sample only. Load a 2-bar phrase into Simpler. Slice it into 4 playable chops. Build 2 versions, one dirty and filtered, one wider and lighter. Resample 8 bars of performance, while automating filter cutoff and delay. Then arrange that material across an intro, a build, a drop support section, and an outro. In the drop, strip the vocal back to just one chop every 2 bars. Then check it in mono, and make sure it's not fighting the snare or the sob. If you do that well, you'll have a DJ-friendly vocal texture that feels like it belongs inside a real jungle or old-school DNB record. So the big takeaway is this. Use short vocal fragments, slice them like pliable rhythm material, rough them up with filtering and grit, resample the best pass, and arrange them in conversation with the drums and bass. Keep the sub clean, keep the texture moving, and let the imperfections lead a little bit.